Merci, monsieur.
Thank you, President, Director General, Madam Salomon, Excellencies. Since it is the first time that I'm taking the floor, allow me to first of all, sir, extend my warmest congratulations on your accession to the presidency of the Conference on Disarmament, and also express my appreciation for the very open, transparent, and effective way in which you are steering the work of the conference. You can be assured of the full personal support, and indeed that of my delegation, in the efforts you're deploying to move forward the work of the conference. And in that regard, Morocco, moved by a desire to contribute to all efforts that will lead to tangible results in the area of negotiations and building a consensus, supports the draft decision to create a working group, which has been subject to open and transparent consultations. We believe that this initiative would be an excellent opportunity to take up the work of substance, to make progress on issues pertaining to disarmament, and indeed ensure that the disarmament bodies are removed from this current deadlock that they find themselves in. However, this shared desire, shared by many delegations, require a serious collective diplomatic effort and increased political will on the part of states. President, this session is being held within an international context dominated by a surge in terrorist threats in many regions of the world and the exacerbation of regional geopolitical tensions. This makes our world more uncertain. It is also held at a time when we have seen the end of the NPT review conference, which sadly was not able to achieve results of substance, and that has sowed doubt as regards prospects for nuclear disarmament and creating a nuclear weapons-free zone and free of weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East. This is a historic occasion that was missed. Missed when it comes to triggering a process which would free this region from weapons of mass destruction and strengthening international security and peace, and creating a climate of trust amongst countries in the region, opening up new opportunities for cooperation and coexistence that would be beneficial for all countries in the region. President, Morocco is convinced that nuclear weapons and all weapons of mass destruction are not a guarantee for security, nor indeed of effective stability, regionally and internationally. All our security and safety resides in dialogue, mutual respect, and having economic partnerships which promote effective and sustainable human development. Similarly, the change of the global strategic environment, the proliferation of terrorism and threats stemming from weapons of mass destruction are all factors which call on us to redouble our efforts to understand our positions on the issues regarding non-proliferation, arms control, and the disarmament agenda in a globalized world. The security of one country or one region is intimately linked, more than ever now, to that of the rest of the world. Hence the need for the Conference on Disarmament to adopt an integrated and pragmatic approach, which allows it to accomplish the mission that it was entrusted with as the unique multilateral negotiating body when it comes to negotiating multilateral disarmament instruments. Of course, we share this acknowledgement that the CD's problems are political in nature. However, we believe that the proposal and adoption of a balanced programme of work is the keystone to allow us to make progress and allow CD to fully play its role as the unique negotiating forum. The Moroccan delegation is happy to examine within a constructive spirit all proposals and initiatives that will breathe new life into this disarmament mechanism and clear the deadlock in CD. The Kingdom of Morocco believes that proliferation and chemical, biological, nuclear and terrorism are real threats to peace and stability globally, and we therefore attach particular importance to exchange of information experiences, as well as the need to strengthen international regional cooperation in the area of nuclear security and combating the illicit traffic in biological, radioactive and nuclear materials. In this regard, the Kingdom of Morocco has acceded to the adoption of the action plan which was adopted in the Washington summit in order to make secure nuclear material which is vulnerable worldwide, and is taking part in strengthening an international system for nuclear security, and this following on from a vision which argues for strengthening multinational actions by preserving a balance, striking a balance between the right of peaceful use of nuclear energy for development purposes and strictly respecting commitments when it comes to the non-proliferation of nuclear weapons. In that regard, Morocco adopting a proactive and multidimensional approach, has taken many specific measures. For instance, strengthening our legal arsenal in the area of nuclear safety and security, adopting a law on nuclear and radiological safety and security, and submitting in July 2015 to the 1540 Committee an updated national report which highlights the efforts deployed by our kingdom to acquit ourselves of our obligations pursuant to 1540 resolution regarding non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, and pursuing our efforts with a view to acceding to all conventions regarding nuclear safety and security. The Kingdom deposited in October 2015 the instruments of ratification to Protocol, the 2005 Protocol, amending the Convention on the Physical Protection of Nuclear Material, signed in 3rd of March 1980. The Morocco, the government of Morocco, has also set up a Moroccan Agency for Safety and Security, Nuclear and Radiological Safety and Security, as its national authority, and recently proceeded to setting in place its strategic vision, exploring in the 2017-2021 action plan and enshrining this in its regulatory and management system. In addition, Morocco, which has hosted since 2011 a centre of excellence on the reduction of nuclear, radiological, biological risks for those Atlantic Coast African states, has also implemented many projects to strengthen its institutional capacities in many countries as well when it comes to reducing NRBC risks, and also contributing to setting up national action plans to prevent such risks. And it is governed by that spirit that Morocco intends to organise in the second week of May next a peer review exercise on the implementation of the Convention on the Prohibition of Biological and Toxin Weapons. Through these initiatives, Morocco aims to strengthen trust between states' parties and promote exchange of good practice in the area of biosafety and biosecurity. President, it would be remiss of me to conclude without restating our ardent desire to see the CD engaging in substantive work and also therefore responding to the expectations of the international community. Its very credibility, relevance, indeed survival is at stake. Thank you.